thing that you speak about.
So we were learning last week our limud of halacha is the zchus refua of Yosef Dov ben Chayla b'soi shalchoy liyisrael, they should have a refua shleima b'korev. So last week we were learning halacha that a person who was about to be insulted or hurt, and then it never happened. We were learned about two families always go on holiday together, and then one of them wants to back out, the other one doesn't know about it. Two shutfim, or one of them decides he wants to get out of the shutfis, find himself a new shutuf. Or you've got chosn and kala who are engaged, and the chosn's having second thoughts, and he's thinking of breaking it off, and the kala knows nothing about it. Or he said another example that Chofetz Chaim brings is a rov, who is the rov in a town, and he goes for an interview to another town. He goes somewhere else in order to try out because he's thinking of leaving the kehillah. In the end, it didn't work out, and he stayed with the kehillah, and the kehillah know nothing about it. So then, to tell, and similarly, we said maybe even a husband. Yeah, a husband who's twice, he's in love with his secretary, yeah, and he's thinking maybe I should divorce my wife, etc. And in the end, the whole thing fizzled out, and he stayed with his wife, but his wife knew nothing about it, yeah. So then, the Chofetz Chaim said that the people who know about this are not allowed to tell the party that was going to be injured. Avada, if you know that the Iranians are planning to assassinate somebody, then you zecha tell him. He doesn't know about it, he needs to protect himself. But in all these cases where the party that was going to be injured, the shutuf who was going to lose his shutuf, the kala who was going to lose her choson, the partner who was going to lose his partner, etc., all these people, the Chofetz Chaim says, because life will never be the same afterwards. If you tell the injured party or the potentially injured party what the other party was going to do to them, then they'll never be the same. If the wife knows that their husband was interested in somebody else, then their relationship will never be the same. The partner who finds out that his partner was thinking of going elsewhere, or the kid who finds out that the rov was looking for another job, right? Their relationship will never ever be the same. Therefore, the Chofetz Chaim says it's mamash rechilus not to tell. The Chofetz Chaim, I would have thought that the Chofetz Chaim would be speaking just logically. It makes sense. That's the way that people are. People would be hurt by such a situation, and therefore they would be upset, and therefore it's rechilus to tell them. But the Chofetz Chaim doesn't just do it out of his own mind. He doesn't just say it as a svara, that a person would be the injured party would be hurt, and therefore there would be a resentment, and therefore there will be a sinner between them, and life will never be the same. The Chofetz Chaim goes to Nach in order to find an example, and he brings an example from Yiftach in Shoftim Perek Yud Aleph. And B'leneda, that's the Haftorah of Parshas Chukas. And B'leneda, we'll look at that tomorrow, and then we'll have to understand, why does the Chofetz Chaim bother to bring an example for something that seems absolutely obvious, that, for instance, if a wife finds out that her husband was thinking of looking elsewhere, that she will never feel the same towards him afterwards, she will have a resentment. L'choyah, all those examples are situations where it's logical, that's the way people are, that's human nature. Why does the Chofetz Chaim need a raya? But the Chofetz Chaim does need a raya, because I saw over Shabbos there's a point that I missed in this halacha, which the Chofetz Chaim brings down, and B'leneda, which I'll share with you tomorrow.
Start your little tour away Northwest London, Sunday, Test, Heshbon, 10th of November, Rabbi Rafal Kahan, Shemitah, Katum B'mitzvahs, a minor paradox. This week's Torah is sponsored by Fanny Bar Shachki, Lud Ishmael Rukhan, and Rabdoiv Zachor Rabrocha on his 9th Yad site on Tuesday. The Schuss Hashemah, Fayolem, Bamel Chamot, Shachzur, Voltaim, Rishalom, Bimhei Rok.
Amen.
Good morning. Our Parshas Vayera, starts off with us being introduced to Avraham Avinu's incredible act of chesed, that even though he was doing very poorly after his bris, his main focus was on finding people to take care of and to host them in a fantastic way. So when the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Pei Vav focuses on teaching us some lessons from how exactly Avraham Avinu treated his guests. So Gemara learns as follows. Let's just find the Gemara. Omar Bihuda Omarav. Kol mash asav Avraham Avinu lemalachi asheris ba'atzmoi Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu Lebanav Ba'atzmai. Whatever Avraham Avinu took care of his guests to the Malachim himself, he didn't request anybody to help him out of it. That was perpetuated by Kadosh Baruch Hu when he took care of Klal Yisrael Lebanav to the sons of Avraham Avinu Ba'atzmai. Hashem did it on a personal level for the Yidden. However, wherever Avraham Avinu did not take care of his guests personally, he asked waiters, he asked other people to help him, then he asked them, then Hashem also took care of the child of Klal Yisrael al yedei shliach. So the Gemara goes through the psukim. Ve'el habakar at Avraham, Avraham ran to find cows, as the Gemara dashed earlier, three separate cows, to find three separate tongues. V'ruach nasam es Hashem. Hashem himself delivered the slavim in Parshas B'shalach. V'yikach chema v'cholav. He prepared for them butter and milk. Hinimam t'lechem lechem in Hashemayim. The mon was delivered by Hashem personally. V'hu oimed aleyem tachas eit. Avraham Avinu waited for his guests, and he made sure that they had all of their needs. Hashem's presence, Hashem the Shechina, resided over Be'er Shel Miriam. Avram hoylech imam l'shalchem. Avram walked his guests off. Hashem hoylech lefneim yomam. The Amud was with us throughout our journeys. However, yukach na ma'at ma'im. When Avraham Avinu offered his guests water, he didn't pour the water himself. He told them to take care of themselves. V'hikisa b'tzur v'yotzim menu ma'im. Now the Gemara brings a pasuk in Parshas B'shalach that Moshe Rabbeinu had to hit the rock rather than the water flowing on its own. V'shasa ha'am. Now, my Rosh Hashiva, Shlem Reich, used to point out that if we just contemplate in this for a minute, we see the incredible ramifications from this, in the sense that Avraham Avinu took care of his guests in a fantastic, fantastic way, right? Like the Gemara, it's a Brasid Derech Eretz, or an Ovastar of Nosson, that points out the various, to what extent Avraham Avinu took care of his guests, even though he didn't suspect that they were used to meat, he gave them the best forms of meat, and we learned various ideas of chesed. Yet, when it came to pouring them water, he did al yedei shliach. Doesn't seem like there's anything bad that came out from this, but if we just contemplate for a minute, we see that due to the fact that the rock was given al yedei shliach, and it didn't flow on its own. When Miriam died, what happened in Parshas Chukas? Moshe Rabbeinu had to go ahead and find the rock again. What was the consequence of this? The consequence was Mei Meriva. What's the consequence of Mei Meriva? That Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. As Aruch Chaim in Parshas Dvarim explains on Gambi Hisanaf Beglalchem, that Klal Yisrael were ready at that stage, had the lesson of Mei Meriva, had the message of the Tzor listening to Moshe Rabbeinu rather than being hit, would have been learned by Klal Yisrael, then Klal Yisrael would have gone back to the Madrega of prior to Chet HaEgel. Had Klal Yisrael gone back to the Madrega of pre-Chet HaEgel, then Moshe Rabbeinu would have been allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael. Had Moshe Rabbeinu been allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael, then the Beis HaMikdash would have never gotten destroyed. So we see here from this tiny little act of Avraham Avinu not pouring the water himself, telling them, which is actually, I think Mufarshim explained, Yukach Nama Admaim, that's the Derech Eretz, that's the normal way to behave, that you allow people to serve themselves, you allow your guests to serve water themselves. The ramifications are still felt today that there's a Churban Beis HaMikdash, right? Now, that's the Ha'ara of Maharash Hashiva, and I believe that Rashi actually alludes to this. As we pointed out, when the Gemara brings down the Pasuk, Yukach Nama Admaim, so Hashem gave it al yedei shliach. The Gemara brings down the pasuk in Parshas B'shalach. V'hikisa b'tzor v'yosim menu maim. Rashi of his meduyak, he doesn't say that. Where is it? Pasuk Dalad. Rashi says. Rashi brings the pasuk in Parshas Chukach. Yukach no al yedei shliach. V'akadosh Baruch Hu shelem lebonav al yedei shliach. Sounds like a good thing. But Rashi says, Shnema v'yorem meishes yodav v'yachis asela. Rashi brings down the pasuk of Parshas Chukas, perhaps to allude to this idea, the incredible ramifications and the consequences of this tiny little, you wouldn't even call it a chasaron, just a slight lack in perfection of Avraham Avinu, and what it led to is the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash in some roundabout way. Al-Kupanim, having established this, then L'Chaira, we've got a bit of an interesting idea. We've got a bit of an interesting Ha'ar, because the Gemara says, Al-Bokar Atzavram, Hashem delivered the man, Hashem delivered Slavim, and Chema V'Chalev, he delivered the man on his own, not Ali Dei Shliach. Yet Rashi seems to be bothered by something, because what do we learn in the Pasuk? V'yikach Chema V'Chalev, not previous Pasuk, Al-Bokar Atzavram, Vayikach ben Bokar Rach V'Tov, Vayitin El Hana V'Mahalas. So who actually prepared the meat for the guests? Vayitin El Hana. So if it's Vayitin El Hana, then why didn't Hashem give the man Al Yidei Shliach as well? And perhaps, I think Sifsi Chachomim points this out, this is why Rashi has to point out El Hana, says Rashi, Ze Yishmol. Lechanchoy B'mitzvos. Rashi seems to be bothered by this. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shilim Lebanav Al Yidei Shliach, then surely whatever was done Al Yidei Shliach, then preparing the meat was also Al Yidei Shliach. And you don't find that the Mon or the Slavim in Parashat Pshalach were given Al Yidei Shliach. So this answers Rashi L'chan Chai B'mitzvos. Ab L'chaya, Fex says very good kasha. Shluchay Shel Adam Kamoisei. And if Shluchay Shel Adam Kamoisei, then it's always a mitzvah, Al Yidei Shliach. Why does it matter? What's the chiddush that Rashi is pointing out? L'chan Chai B'mitzvos. Even without the chiddush of L'chan Chai B'mitzvos, we could have understood that Avraham Avinu hosted them himself. But Duchzach L'Rashi is going here L'Shitasei. Rashi's famous chiddush in Brachos Daf Mem Ches, which is really the focus of today's Joshua. Rashi in Daf Mem Ches in Brachos says as follows. V'im toim ha'katan shigia l'chinoch loy omahacha ha'hu afilu loy afilu medrabonon loy mechayev. Rashi points out, we'll discuss this Rashi at length, but just with regard to this Ha'ar and Rashi, Rashi says that chinuch mitzvah is not a chiyuv of the child, da'alei da'avua hu derami l'chinuchei. The mitzvah of chinuch is not a mitzvah. The mitzvah of chinuch is not a mitzvah of the child. The mitzvah of chinuch is the mitzvah of alei da'avua rami l'chinuchei. So mimeila, if it's the father's mitzvah, when Avraham Avinu asked his son Yishmael to prepare the meat, that's considered chinuch mitzvah, says Rashi. And chinuch mitzvah is mamash as if Avraham Avinu did it himself. And Mameila, there was no need for shliach. Grada, another ha'ara, is that chinuch mitzvah, and this Rashi we see is a mechudish de getapa mitzvah on the father, the Brisker Rav, he extrapolates from this Rashi and from Ramban, which we may or may not discuss, that the concept of chinuch mitzvah that Rashi is referring to is not actually mitzvahs chinuch of teaching the child, and that the maisa mitzvah is a mitzvah. Rather, it's an idea of getting a child used to doing mitzvahs, getting a person used to doing mitzvahs. And therefore, some of you might ask, Yishmael was already 13 at the time, and how could it be possible to say chinuch mitzvah? L'chor this mechudish dega mitzvah of chinuch, which Brisker Rav explains, is just getting people used, getting your children used to doing mitzvahs. This might apply at any age, any stage that a father tells his children, whether they're married, whether they're already zedas, he tells his children, gets them accustomed to doing mitzvahs, that's still considered chinuch mitzvah. And whose mitzvah is it? It's the father's mitzvah. Remain, it's not considered Al Yidei Shliach. Now that we've mentioned Hashadas Lach, we mentioned this Rashi in Brachos, I would like to, come up with a shtickel term. So I'd like to focus on a question which is asked by many, many Rosh Hashivas. The source of this question is not specified. I believe Rabbi Chanan references this question a few times. Reb Chaim Oiza. I'm assuming previous Acharonim as well dealt with this question. And the question goes as follows. Mishnah beginning of Cholin says, Hakel Shechtin, everybody's kosher to Shecht, except for a guy, a cotton shechita. Right, a katan shechita is a kosher shechita. However, there's T's and C's involved. You have to have a gadol el gabov. He has to be able to be mechaven yodov. What's the difference between a katan and a goy? Where do we learn from, rather, that a goy is incapable of doing shechita? Tosfos in beginning of Cholin and Rosh in beginning of Cholin, they make up their own Joshua. I don't know if there's anywhere prior to Tosfos and Rosh that we see this Joshua. V'achalta v'zavachta. Mi shemitzuva amitzvah shchita atoichu mezivchoy. Kol mi sheeinay mitzuva v'zivachta v'chalter alav. Mi shemitzuva amitzvah shchita atoichu mezivchoy. Kol sheeinay mitzuva amitzvah shchita yatoichu mezivchoy. A person who has a halacha, has a din, he's got a mitzvah to only eat slaughtered meat, only eat shechted meat, his shchita is considered a kosher shchita. Whereas if you're not mitzvah mitzvah shchita, we cannot rely on your shchita. Now, a goy is never going to get to a stage of having a mitzvah shchita. Whereas, and therefore, at every stage in his life, a goy's shchita is a kosher, is a pasul shchita, as opposed to a katan. If you don't mind, I just do this for a second. We see actually animal shchita is a kosher shchita in Akdamas. Who knows what I'm talking about? The Leviosan. The Leviosan shechted, and the Medrash and Parsha Shmini brings down, that Klal Yisrael, when they were eating the behemos, they asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can we eat from the shechita of the fin of the Leviosan? It's still mechuba to a Baal Chai, and then this Hashem answers, it's a mitzvah chadasha. But the fact that an animal could do a shechita seems to not be a mitzvah chadasha. I know mafarshim in Parsha Shmini. Akaponim, a guy's shechita is a pasul shechita. Why? Because he's ainu mitzvah b'shechita. A katan, however, he's considered somebody who, let's call him, a ba lechlal shechita. When he will come of age, when he'll become a gadol, he will be mitzvah and shechita. And therefore, even though he's a little boy today, he's 8, he's 9, but because he has within him the potential of becoming mitzvah b'shechita, therefore already today his shechita is considered a kosher shechita. So that's what we learn in Hilchos Shechita. On the other hand, there's a famous braisa in Gittin, which Rabbi Natam learns is a makor for many, many, many halachos in Kol HaTorah Kula. As follows, v'chsavtem, v'chsavtem. Mi shemetzovah b'kshira can write parashas tefillin, but mi she'ena metzovah b'kshira can't write tefillin. Who does the braisa exclude from being able to write tefillin? Not only a guy, but a cotton as well. Now, if we've learned in Chulin that a cotton shechita is a kosher shechita, why? Because he has within him the potential of chiyuv, i.e. when he'll grow up, he'll have a chiyuv shechita, and therefore his shechita is ready kosher today. So too, fregen l'achreinim, a cotton who will become a tzuva with putting on tefillin, therefore his ksivas pashas tefillin should be a kasha, ksivas pashas tefillin. This is a velt kasha, there's many approaches. I would like to come up with a shtickle terah, stick it into Reb Chaim, and tell you that it's Reb Chaim's teretz. I'm not sure it is. So, let's learn a bit. If Gemara in Brachos, Rashi in Brachos comes up with a gevaldige chiddush as follows. Miki achel kezayis dogon miu mapik, afal gav de kezayis dogon shiura darabonanu. Gemara, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, as opposed to Bahagin and Chanan and other Rishonim, Rashi's mechadish chiddush in the Gemara, where as follows. We know that the chiyuv to eat, to bench, birkas hamazon, applies only after v'achalta v'savata, only after you've eaten kedei svia, which means not a kezayis, but a kebetza, right? But a kebetza. However, as the Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem Ches teaches us, Hashem is nois upon him for Klal Yisrael who are mechayev themselves to not only bench after a kebetza, but only after a kezayis. So this is called a chiyuv birkas hamazon medrabon. Rashi teaches us as follows, that once a person, rather a man, a grown-up man, has eaten a kezayis dagon, not only can he be moitzi somebody who's only got a chiyuv birkas hamazon medrabanon, he can even be moitzi somebody with a chiyuv birkas hamazon min ha-Torah, right? Now Rashi has got a question, and Rabbi Kiveiga has a question. Rashi asks us on himself a question as follows. The Gemara tells us is in earlier in Daf Chaf that a katan who is higia lechinuch and his mitzvah is only midrabanon, the Gemara proves that he can only be mighty somebody with a chiyuv midrabanon. Who answers Rashi afil midrabanon le mechayev? A katan's chiyuv is never his own chiyuv. The katan isn't considered somebody with a chiyov mejabonon b'chlal. Rather, the katan is considered just fulfilling his father's chiyov. And because he's only fulfilling his father's chiyov, memela he blibes that he can be mitzi mitzadabon. Now, I just want to point out to you, right? Rashi is a shver Rashi. Ramban in Daf Chaf, right? Yeah, we got that. We did mention Ramban. Ramban in Daf Chaf does tell us, based on this svara, that katan, not only can he not be mitzi somebody who has eaten a kebetza, he can't even be mitzi somebody who's eaten a kezayis, because the b'chlal no has mitzvah. Rashi obviously has some different way to understand this svara, right? I'm not sure. What's Kapaska Nalach? I think both days are brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. Whether he can be Moitzi Kazayis or not even be Moitzi Kazayis, right? I believe both days are brought down in Halach. Machlokes Rashi Ramban, based on this one. Akapanim, we've got here now Rashi's Chiddush, a Mechoy B'Dabonon could be Moitzi somebody with a Chiv D'Raisa. Effectively, Kveiga, the Gemara earlier in Daf Chav had a Machlokes as follows. Ladies, women, Noshim, do they have a Chiv to bench? Do they not have a Chiv to bench? We say in Noida Lecha, Al bris chashich sam to esein, al teras chashim adatanu. Ladies don't have a chiyuv bris, they don't have a chiyuv terah. What about benching? Are they exempt from, are they mechoyev benching dais or darabonim? Versus the nafka mina, whether a woman can be mitzi a man who's eaten a kebetza. Then it's pasha that a woman can be mitzi a man who's eaten a kezayis, because she's got a chiyuv darabonon and the man has a chiyuv darabonon. But a man who's got a chiyuv daraisa, that will be the nafka mina. If a woman is mitzvah medarbanon, she can't be mitzi him medarisa. If he can't be mitzvah, if she's mitzvah medarisa, she can't be mitzi medarisa. Fekti b'kiveiga, Rashi, you just told me now gavaldik chiddush that a man who's eaten a kezayis can be mitzi somebody who's eaten a kebetza. If you've got a chiv derabanon, you can be mitzi a chiv derisa. What's the difference between a man who's eaten a kezayis and a woman who's only got a chiv derabanon? Zokter b'chanan, the bomba kashra b'kiveiga, but the Matcha beat him to it by a couple of hundred years. Right? As follows. Matcha in Megillah brings down a Shaila Shenishal L'Rabbeinu Tuvia Mevienna. Right? I'm not familiar with Rabbeinu Tuvia anywhere else, but here goes. A Summa, famous shit in the Gemara, that Summa is Pata Mikol HaMitzvah. So the Gemara wants to know, the Nishal L'Rabbeinu Tuvia, can a Summa, or rather, how can a Summa who's only got a chiyuv d'rabbanan be mitzi his bnei beisa with kiddush? He's got a chiyuv d'rabbanan to make kiddush, and the rest of his household has a chiyuv d'raisa to make kiddush. Says Rabbeinu Tovia, are you talking to me about summa? Every Friday night, what do? You mekabel Shabbos early. You make kiddush when the sun's still shining, and when it comes later, when it goes dark, you don't make kiddush again. So I see here that every single week you're paskeding that when I made a kiddush, which I was only mechuyev medrabanan, tzlip tesefes Shabbos, is mitzi me with my chiyuv kiddush d'oraisa once Shabbos comes in. So says Rabbeinu Tovia, don't ask me any kashas about summa, ask me about every single Friday night. So he says, kashas not shver. Because a summa, as he says, you don't ask me this question about tesefes Shabbos because you will become mechuyev when it's nightfall. Who Adin Asuma says a matcha, very interesting shit. He doesn't differentiate between different types of blind people. He just says a blind people has within him the potential to be healed, and therefore he's called an Asa Lechlal Chiyuva. He's considered somebody who will get to a stage of Chiyuv. Doesn't have to be inevitable Chiyuv, even if it is potentially eventual that he will have the Chiyuv. He's called an Asa Lechlal Chiyuva. Again, this is Harabel Chanan reason. Matcha, you're all entitled to your own opinions in the Matcha.
In the Kiddush?
So a Kiddush, because Shabbos will come in and you'll become a Mechoyev Adava. And who had in the Summas, so this is already a...
Because now it's night, you didn't go to Kiddush.
But when I made Kiddush, I was then considered an Asa Klal Chiyuva. And because I was then considered an Asa Klal Chiyuva, therefore, the kiddush that I made on Friday is mitzi me with my deraisa, who had in a summa, who one day, hopefully, let's daven for him, he will regain his vision, is considered an asa leklal chiyuva, and with that, we allow him to be mitzi. And just the one word, asa leklal chiyuva, deraisa. He's going to become mechoyev b'dava min hatera. Maybe now already he can be mighty himself with, he could be yaitza and be mighty others with a chiyuv min hater. Now, however, says the Matcha, don't ask me from women not being able to be mighty b'dvarek samazon, because if a woman is not mechoyev with bris v'teira, then she's never going to be mechoyev with bris v'teira. And therefore, a woman, her chiyuv benching never has the potential of going into a chiyuv benching deraisa. So what do you want from me, says the Matcha? Don't ask me any questions from a woman to a summa and to Tosfos Shabbos, somebody who has a potential to have a chiyuv, he has. Now, obviously, this Matcha sounds incredible, because that means that today I can blow shofar, because I'm also klal chiyuva on Aleph Tishri. I should be able to light mechanical lights, I should be able to lay Megillah. I'm an also klal chiyuva. What's going on in this Matcha, right? Sounds a bit... What's the word I'm looking for? Doesn't matter. Fill in yourself. sounds incredible. How could it be that also l'klal chiyuva makes a difference? Now I don't have a chiyuv. Zokta b'chanan a yisoid as follows. When it comes to be considered a mechuyev b'dava, in order to do a ma'aseh mitzvah, in order to be mighty other people in mitzvah, you always have to wonder, there's two categories, there's two boxes that need to be ticked. Are you a bar chiyuva? And are you chayv? Are you a bar chiyuv? Are you a person who not only has chiyuv, but has potential of chiyuv? And potential of chiyuv doesn't need to be now, and it doesn't need to be inevitable, right? A summa also has potential of chiyuv, and you have to have potential of chiyuv? Dereisa. Secondly, we have to consider, are you somebody who I can apply the word chayv to? And this is where the rum lies. A chayev doesn't need to be somebody who's chayev min hatera. As soon as you chayev midrabanon, you are entitled to call yourself chayev. Chayev. Now, this svar of Rabbi Chanan sounds very, 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 very strange. I just want to point out, I'm holding, I think, by 8 or 9, possibly more places in Shas, where we find the Rabbanon, even though they can't change their isas, but the Rabbanon of Bailim on terminology. Rabbanon of Bailim on terminology. Let's just point out a few cases, the ones that come to mind. Number one, very, very obvious one, Gemara in Sukkah says, Sukkah haroi l'shiva is a kasha sukkah. A sukkah which is not suitable for 7 days is not a kasha sukkah. What about a sukkah that's in a tree? I can't climb there on Yom Tov Midrabanon. I can't climb there on Shabbos Midrabanon. There's Isuri Mukts involved. Says Remeya, Minatur, you can't sit down any single day of sukkahs. Why? Because this is not a sukkah or a shiva. Chshteinisht. Minatur, I am allowed to climb into this tree. I am allowed to sit in the sukkah. Why are you telling me that's not a sukkah? Because the din Torah is sukkah haroi l'shiva. But Rabbanon, they're the ones who are in charge of terminology, of definitions. And if they have defined a sukkah as being not haroi l'shiva, then min haTorah it's not haroi l'shiva. Even if min haTorah I can climb into the sukkah. Another case, Gemara in Yuma, right? Gemara in Yuma as follows. This one's a much more easy one, a much more muchachdig one. Something called Shvuas Ha'edos and a Asham Shvois, is that what it's called? Hashem Shvois. Person who's been asked to give Eidos. And he denies, and he makes a shvua and says, I have no idea what you want me to be made about. I don't have any idea I've never saw anything going on. You can't ask me to give you testimony. Turns out, Avada, he wasn't Eid. He did see what happened. What's his halacha? His halacha is that he's chayav, a carbon, an asham. He's chayav an asham Shvois, for having made a shvur that he's incapable of giving edus. Says the Gemara in Yuma, that who is chayv in Ashen Shvus? Well, obviously, im lo yagid, somebody who is im lo yagid, that he has the possibility of giving edus. What about a guy who's possible for giving edus, say an Evet, and he makes a shvur and says, I didn't see edus? Well, we're not going to demand from him a carbon. Why are we not going to demand from him a carbon? Because he is not really a bar hagada. He can't give edus regardless. So when he says a shvur, I didn't see anything, that's fine, right? Says the Gemara, do you know who's considered this? Do you know who's included in this category of a lav bar hagada? Not only somebody who's a posel min ha'edus min ha'tera, but even somebody who's a mesachik b'kovya. He's posel b'edus. I don't understand. Min haTorah, he can go up to Beis Din and he can give Eidos. and he made a shvuah and says, I can't give edus. That was an absolute lie. Minatera, we should take him to Beis HaMikdash and be mechayev him to bring a carbon. Say that in the mashkin. Whoever, we should be mechayev him with a carbon. How could it be that he's potter? Answer is because we learn in Tosha Balpeh im lo yagid that you have to be a bar hagadah. Chazal, they're the rabbi, they're the people who tell us how to read words. And if a mesachik b'kuvya is considered midabonanim lav bar hagadah, that even in Dinei Torah, he's considered a lav bar hagadah with nafkaminis deraisa. There's more, a prosbul, right? Let's do one more. We'll let this do one more, one easy one. A prosbul. Right? Yeah, a prosbul. What's the deal with a prosbul? Dealing with a prosbul is not prosbul. Shvis is not meshamet when you've done mesirus joys of the beisdin. You've given the shtar, you've handed over the shtar, the IOU, to beisdin. Now, big problem is, shittas Rambam is, there's no such thing as a shtar raim in a Torah. The concept does not exist. The raisa, if you write, a loiva writes on a piece of paper, IOU, that shtar neter is useless. So, Bazoi, how could it be that shvius, which is meshamet, it stops you from collecting your debts to Raisa? What do? You give your shtar to Beis Din. But your shtar neter is useless. So, how could that prevent shvius from being meshamet? Vaita, there is a din deraisa, mesirus shtaris of the Beis Din blocks shvius from being meshamet, and you still can carry your debt, you can still collect your debt. A shtar, well, that's for the rabbis to decide what's called a shtar and what's called a piece of paper. The rabbi said that this is called a shtar, and once this is called a shtar, Mamela, Mesir Shtaris in the Beis Din will prevent, and so on and so forth. Mamela, that might be potentially where Rabbi Chanan was coming from when he says that a chayav, we're looking for a title. We're looking for a title, and if you got a title, chayav, Mamela, you are considered a chayiv bedava. So again, let's just rehash one more time. In order to be considered a mechuyev bedava, we need to tick two boxes. You're called a bar chiyuva. A bar chiyuva doesn't mean you have chiyuv now. It means you have potential of chiyuv even if it is not inevitable, i.e. a summa. But you have to have a chiyuv, potential of chiyuv deraisa. And secondly, you have to be considered a chayiv. Now, let's go back to our Rashi. So, Chazova, a kazayis, somebody ate a kazayis. A man is always considered a mechuyev bedava with regard to benching. All he needed to do was to be considered a chayev. With eating a kazayis, he became a chayev. And once he's a chayev bedarbanon, he can be mighty somebody with a chiyev deraisa because he's considered a mechuyev bedava. Whereas a katan fektashi, what about a katan? Now, if my name wasn't Rashi, if it wouldn't have been for, if not for Rashi, then you would have been able to see that a cotton's chiyuv, which he's going to get when he's a gadol, that's a completely new type of chiyuv. I.e., when he becomes a gadol, right? When he becomes a gadol, that's a new chiyuv. But in the cotton, as a cotton, he's not considered a bar chiyuva. He's not like every person on Friday after Tosefes Shabbos who is an osel lechlal chiyuva. And in fact, that's where Rabbi Chanan Taka asks on Rashi. Rashi should have answered his question. What's the difference between a kazayis, somebody who ate a kazayis, and a katan shigile chinuch? Somebody who ate a kazayis is already a mechuyev bedava. Mashek in a katan, the fact that he's going to grow into chiyuv eventually, that's completely irrelevant because it's a new chiyuv. But Rashi doesn't answer that. What does Rashi answer? Rashi does answer that the katan's chiyuv is not his own chiyuv, rather it's his father's chiyuv. What I believe we could see in Rashi is that a katan is categorized as a mechuyev bedava. Why is he categorized as a mechuyev bedava? Because he's a asa lechlal chiyuv. And because he's an asa lechlal chiyuv, therefore his chiyuv today is, therefore he's already considered a bar chiyuv. And because he's already considered a bar chiyuv, therefore because he's already considered a bar chiyuv, affect Rashi, why can a katan not be moitzi a gadol? Answers Rashi. Because he's ready, bar chiyuv is an asal lechal chiyuv.
Chiyuv is only chinuch.
What? Again, he's an asal lechal chiyuv. He will reach chiyuv, and if he will reach chiyuv, therefore he's considered ready a bar chiyuv. Memele, if he's got a chiyuv medrabanon, he's just like a man, an adult who ate a gazayis. An adult ate a gazayis. What's his din? He can't be made to deraisa. Memele, Rashi fek the kasha. Answers Rashi that the chiyuv is not on the child, the chiyuv is on the father. Now Rashi is about still saying that there is a chiyuv. This chiyuv is only sufficient to be meitzi d'rabbanan, not to be meitzi d'reisa. Now, if we just tie this up, we finish at 10 to 10 or 10?
2.
Oh, and I've gone over already. So let's just wrap this up quickly. So let's just go back now into Reb Chaim. After having said that there's something called a mechuyev bedava and a chayev, a katan, therefore, from this Rashi and Brachos we can learn, is called mechuyev bedava. However, when it comes to chayev, that's where his chiddush is. He's not really considered a chayev. A regular chayev medrabanan is considered a chayev. Katan is not considered a regular chayev. Going back to tefillin and to shechita. Shechita and tefillin are inherently different mitzvahs. Shechita, there's no tzivui do shechita. Rather, don't eat nevelos. And the mela, what Reb Chaim categorizes it as a mitzvah's din. Right? It's a din. It's a halacha. That you can't not eat unshechted meat. And therefore, a katan, he's an asa leklal chiyuva, and he is being an asa leklal chiyuva. Even Mele, we can say v'zavachta v'achalta. He's an asa leklal shchita. If he's an asa leklal shchita, therefore already today his shchita is kosher, because what we're concerned about is being a bar chiyuva. Whereas tefillin, which is a day-to-day mitzvah, therefore if I put on tefillin today, it doesn't pattern me from tefillin tomorrow. Tefillin is a constant chayuv mitzvah, and you're right. A katan is an asa lechlal kshira, but I'm not interested in the asa lechlal shchita. What I'm looking for is being asa lechlal kshira. What I need to be is a chayv kshira. And vital, Rashi is mechadish. He's a mechadish dega type of bar kshira because the chiyuv chinuch is on the father. Thank you very much. Sorry for going over time. I got confused at times. I'm going to go to the hospital.